Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. When someone from Pittsburgh is sentenced to a state prison, they are often placed far away from the city, which makes it very hard for their young children to keep in touch. One woman from the East End is trying to help those families.
Just the emotional issues that these kids go through, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. They're dealing with isolation. They're dealing with depression. These are the things that they're faced with. My name is Faith Denson. My ministry here is Children Touched by Incarceration. It's a ministry where children of the incarcerated write letters and send cards to their family members who are in prison. We talk about the positive. We don't allow the negativity to come out. Just let them know that they're loved and they're missed. And then the loved one will respond. Most of them do write back, and it depends on where they're at, if it's a mother, father, or uncle, but most of them do. They write back, and they want to hear from their families.
Faith is having a very strong impact. My name is Sherman Leeper. I want to make this clear. It's not just for family members who have somebody incarcerated. She also reaches out to other prisoners who are there who don't have anyone to write to them. So it's kind of a twofold concept. If you make it so they're just having to come do something that's just like writing a letter, you might lose them after a while. But if we, you know, they have some food there, they have some games, they have some things of interest, I think that keeps them. They usually have a nice time there. And they'll take care of business. They write their letters, and they enjoy doing that.
Out of whatever you experience, you know, your pain becomes your passion. And exactly at that point, I when my son, you know, left for prison, it just became more and more of my passion to want to help families and just to make their lives a little bit easier. You can't take away all the pain, but you can help. My goal is to get them people who will step in there, therapists, to see this going on, to be able to bring them the wholeness that they need to have. My goal also is to have trips for them, skating parties, birthday parties, you know, because most of them, single parents, are raising children, and it's hard without the other person being there. There are, in Allegheny County alone, there's over 7,000 people with someone in the family who's incarcerated. So this is my job, is to find these families and nurture them, bring them in, encourage them. This is a dream of mine's, and it's unfolding gradually. It's getting bigger, and we just want to help those in this particular area make their lives a little bit better, a little bit easier.
To learn about other people making a difference in our community or to nominate someone who you think is making a difference, visit wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.